Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I got a text from Brian late last night going, yo, I'm in trouble with Jessica. It's such a dumb boyfriend thing. Can you guess what Brian did this time to get in trouble with her? She's an amazing girl. They have a long-distance relationship. She's out in Atlanta. Obviously, he's here in SoCal. Let me read some of these texts that just came in from the 310. Brian totally forgot their anniversary.
Uh-oh.
No, but I'm not sure what day that is either. So,
so that's to come in the future.
I mean, we kind of had...
Yeah.
I mean, bro, we kind of eased into it. You know what I mean? We had like a rolling start date on our relationship.
626. He forgot to check in after partying last night. Janelle from Walnut.
No, because she's 3 hours ahead of me. So if I did do a show last night, I was at the HaHa in North Hollywood, but I got home about 9:45, and I don't want to run the risk of waking her up at 12:45, but she's got to work on Thursday morning. So
that's even worse than what
you
did.
I check in the morning. I'm like, hey, I'm up.
I'm alive.
Hello.
All right, last one from text. Rick in the 714. Oh, bro, he totally liked a hot girl's picture on Instagram. He's like, that always gets me in trouble.
Bro, that's like so year one, me in trouble. This is year two of our relationship. I don't do any of that.
What's your guess? What did Brian do?
Well, they're going away this weekend to Seattle. So I feel like it has to do with something like you didn't plan correctly, whether it's like a dinner reservation or I don't know why my head's going here, but maybe you didn't plan your flights to arrive around the same time. So she's annoyed she has to wait at the airport, like something like that.
Well, that also happened. But I mean, there's only so much I can do, man. I got to do the show first.
Brian booked her flight and she's got like three layovers before getting to Seattle. Dude. And Brian's like, but I got a great deal.
Bro, I learned that lesson already once too, okay? Never book too many layovers. She's a direct flight kind of gal.
I get it.
All right, what did you do, bro? Break it down.
Chelsea's close. It does have to do with planning. But so what happened was yesterday, we were talking in the studio before because Edgar said that randomly mentioned to Chelsea, do you have your wedding like dance song? And Chelsea's like, oh boy, do I?
Yeah.
like a list of them, right?
She literally pulled out her cell phone and showed me the playlist of wedding songs.
I made him listen to each one.
It's like chasing him around.
All right. No, hold on, here's the fifth one.
No shame.
So like I was like, hey, that's funny because I wonder what Jessica would say because she's pretty easy breezy. So I hit her up and I was like, hey, what would our wedding dance song be? And she goes, good question. I guess whatever you want it to be. But I don't want a wedding. And then, like, a weird, like, emoji face. Like, kind of, I'm like,
yeah.
Man, it seems a little bit short for even her sometimes. Cause she's, like, got a sense of humor, but sometimes she's like, I don't really care about that stuff.
Right.
So, like, yesterday, I was kind of like, man, she's being kind of, like, snippy with me and stuff. So I started talking to her and I was like, what is wrong? Like, why are you upset? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Cause you did absolutely nothing for Valentine's Day this last weekend. But here's the thing.
Wait, I thought you went to the spa or went like
took her on
a staycation.
No,
yeah.
She took me to the hotel. So that she booked that. But here's the thing.
But you showed up.
Right. Okay,
were
hold
the
on.
The chocolate strawberries her too?
Those are room service.
Okay.
That wasn't like, it was her idea.
Okay, okay.
But here's the thing. Like, she goes, you didn't really plan anything for Valentine's Day. We just, like, spent the weekend together. But I flew back, and she goes, well, I know, I just, you know, you didn't really do anything. You didn't put any effort in other than traveling. Like, Delta did all the effort, really, Brian. So,
fair.
I'm like, but you, and this is why I blew it, man. This is such a boyfriend thing. I'm like, but you said you didn't want me to do anything special.
Yeah, well, that's a fail right there.
You told me to just come and we'd enjoy a relaxing weekend.
What we want and what we say are two completely different things. You've got to read the signs.
You got to fix that, man.
Such a rookie move, bro. That is totally a test. You failed that, bro.
Oh, I failed big. Because she was just like, she's like, I've been irritated about it all week. You didn't even get me a card. I'm like, I thought we agreed we weren't doing that.
I showed up and I didn't fall asleep this time.
You fell asleep, in fact. You fell asleep after dinner. I was wide awake.
Listen, as you could tell, Homie Brian needs some help.
I mean, 2 years in, you know.
So working now...
Isn't that long enough not to do this stuff?
Now they got this trip planned up north to Seattle this weekend to spend some time with Brian's family and so on and so forth. How can Brian make it up to his girlfriend? If you're in the situation and you were the girl, what would absolutely make it up to be like, yo, you forgot Valentine's Day. Now what should Brian do?
Surprise! Right? I wanted to do it a week later when things are cheaper and no one expects it.
Chanel purse.
No. Put that out there.
Flowers, bears, and cards are a lot cheaper right now, by the way.
Half price, yo.
Coming for you, CVS.
Shoot us a call or text.
Don't get it at CVS. Come on.
877-971-HITS. Pablito from LA. He's been in the doghouse before. How can Brian get out, bro?
I was in the doghouse, so I myself gave 5 foot roses.
Wait, 5 foot roses? Like the stem was 5 feet?
Yeah.
Bro, that's like 99% stem.
Where did you find those, bro?
Flowers.com, I believe, or basically those websites, the ones that, you know, the next day delivery flowers.
That's so funny, man. You brought in roses that look like a flag you were carrying.
Awesome. I didn't think of my symptoms, so when they arrived, she was like, well, the roses are almost my height. Just like this.
This is how much I'm sorry.
Pablito, thanks for calling in, bro. Appreciate you.
No, not a problem.
Will from LA, good morning.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Will? How should Brian make this up to his girl?
Brian, just take the girl to Hawaii, man.
Okay, done.
That was easy.
I mean, are you a travel agent? You got deals or something?
I wish, but I'm just saying. I went to Hawaii with my family a long time ago, and I went with a girl, too, and she freaking loved it. So I think this girl will love it, too.
All right.
Just something to think about.
I know. Right now, I think she'd like me to just send her to Hawaii alone.
Good job, Brian.
Thanks, buddy. Uh-huh. Got support over here.
Appreciate that extra support right there, Will. Have a great weekend, bro.
Yeah, you too.
Good time. Just something to think about there, Brian. Hawaii, bro.
No biggie. Just Hawaii. Grab that out of your back pocket.
What are the techs saying, man?
Miss Charlotte from 917 says, sorry, Brian, laughing too much. To help you, you're a mess. No. Thank you for the constructive criticism. From 323, they said, dinner. Food is always the best way to go. We've got from the 626, Brian's lucky to be breathing, so he may want to consider picking her up at the airport with a string quartet accompanying him.
Ooh, nice.
That's sweet.
Serenata right there.
Nancy from Ontario says, plan a nice romantic weekend with rose petals in the bed, a romantic evening dinner, champagne, and a massage session. So basically what I should have done last weekend. And then for the 66, well, you missed 90% off at Target and Walgreens. CVS might be your only option at this point, but you're going to get half-open candy and armless bears.
Chelsea did suggest CVS. So there you go.
No, I said don't do CVS.
Oh, don't?
No, I feel like you have to go to...
Babe, the receipt is how much I love you. Look how long it is. Forever.
And you get coupons. All right, so on Monday... We'll check in with you because you're going to meet up with her this weekend in Seattle, right?
Yeah, we're doing a murder mystery weekend in my hometown.
That's very romantic.
Like a real life game of Clue. She loves that stuff.
So that's going to be awesome. Fun. We'll see how you end up doing. See if you are at a doghouse by Monday or not.
I've got Friday night. We're not seeing the family. So Friday night, I can do it. I can pull this off.
I believe in you, bro. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, do you believe in Brian?
Yeah.
I'd bet the under.
Yeah, I think you got this.
Brian's like, I don't believe in myself.
You guys are fools, man.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.